All right, good morning, everybody. I'll call you to order the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our organizational meeting for 2018. And I'd ask if everybody would please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'm completely convinced that 2018 is going to be a great year. We're coming off a great year in 2017. As always in our public meetings, our first item is public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment really on anything you want to comment on. We try to keep it as much to today's agenda as possible, but if you got something else you want to comment on, now's a great time. Anybody wishing to do so? Yeah, come on up. Tony, start by introducing yourself.
I'm Tony Murray. I'm a resident of Palestine Township in Slater, and I just want to congratulate the board on a great 17. Marty, I want to especially thank you for stepping in the role that you did with given the circumstances, and thank the board in general for the great job that you guys have done to progress Story County in the given coming year.
Tony, thanks.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great year. Anybody else? Seeing no one moving to the microphone. Organization of the board, first on that is election of officers.
You've recently been in the news in regards to your views of the board. I'd ask that you make your first proposal.
Okay. I would move that Marty Chitty be the chair for 2018.
Okay, so I'm going to think about Marty won't second that because he generally, well, we'll see what happens later on. But two issues here. One, first one is I'm not sure the legality of that, Laura, since you've already been involved in an open meetings violation regarding this issue. And if the board were to go down that road, I think it's fully challengeable that there was an open meetings violation there. But let's just set that aside and let's just talk about the practicality of it. The first thing I'll say is Marty Chitty is absolutely going to be a great chair of this board. No question about it. You look at the job he's done with the Nevada School District. You look at the job he's done in his first 18 months serving on the board. Zero question in my mind. But I was curious to look at the way Story County has operated in the past, and so I went back and I looked over the last 25 or 30 years, and there has never been a chair of the Board of Supervisors who has served less than two full years prior to becoming chair. There's a simple reason for that. I mean, you guys demonstrated it. I missed one full meeting this year. And in that full meeting I missed, Loris, you violated Iowa open meetings.
Well,
you did.
I made a motion. I'd like to point out it takes two to violate.
Right. You made the motion that created a violation of Iowa open meetings law. Marty Chitty, serving in my absence, was trying to run the meeting, get everything done, and the reality is experience to a certain extent matters. There's zero doubt in my mind, had I been sitting here that day and you made that same motion, that I'd have said, hold on, Loris, we can't make that motion. That is strictly experience. I think Marty's going to be a great chair. I think that there's a reason that Story County has not had a chair who served less than two full years before becoming chair, so I'm not going to second your motion.
Okay.
I would move Rick Sanders as our board chair.
I will second that motion.
Discussion.
I think you just gave it enough in my mind that it speaks to the fact I have been a board president for a very long time of a large organization. It took me a while to both grow into it and master it, and I think you articulate the learning curve required. There's, I think Loris would agree, there's a lot of moving parts and a great deal of content that as we serve on a day-to-day basis, we learn on a day-to-day basis. Am I comfortable going there? Out of need, it would fall to me if I were to be the vice chair, but if I were given the choice, I would defer at this time. So,
okay. Anything further?
None.
Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Election of a vice chair.
I would move Marty Chitty for vice chair.
And I'll second it. Discussion. Olson.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
And if I might, I brought just to introduce, not for discussion or anything, I had indicated that at this meeting I would just introduce for further discussion and on the agenda later some proposed principles of operating. You know, principles. So I have copies just for both of you.
Okay.
And
so this, we're not going to discuss
this or anything. This is just introduction. There are some additional copies for anybody in the public who'd like to pick one up afterwards. Thank you very much.
Super, right? Well, I'll just point out that I brought my own operating procedures, and it's called Iowa Code 331, not 301 or 302. It's called Iowa Code 331, and it's 155 pretty interesting pages that lay out how we're supposed to operate. Okay, set day and time of regular meetings.
I would move that we set 10 a.m. on Tuesdays.
I would second that.
Discussion. Or Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Day and time stays the same. Consideration of minutes, board, from both December 19th and December 26th.
I would move as presented.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Personnel actions, board, as listed.
Move as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Consent agenda, board.
I would move as presented.
Second.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Consent agenda passes. No public hearing items today, board. Additional items. Consideration of receipt of initial bargaining unit proposals from PPME Local 203. Alyssa.
Morning. Happy New Year, Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Most of you know, our five bargaining contracts are open this year for negotiations. I did receive the five initial proposals from the union. I'm just going to go through and read each one of those. All you have to do today is we just accept those initial proposals. It has to be done in an open meeting, so that's why it's done here at this meeting.
In fact, we need to be really careful not to do any
more. We're not going to have discussion. We're just going to... the item is just to receive the initial proposals. Okay. Our first unit is the Story County Admin Unit. The only item that they have in their proposal, I'll just read it. The union seeks a voluntary agreement, retains the rights to make alternate counterproposals to any employer for a proposal to delete permissive language from their current contract. Furthermore, the union retains the right to add, delete, alter, or amend our proposals throughout negotiations. Public Professional Maintenance Employees Local 2003 proposes changes to the current agreement as follows. Article 23, which is compensation, wage rate is what they have noted here. The union seeks to increase the employees' wages in each class by 4% per classification beginning July 1st, 2018, 4% July 1st, 2019, and 4% July 1st, 2020. The next contract is our secondary roads contract. I won't read the initial portion of the proposal. It's the same on all five bargaining proposals. They propose changes to Article 23, wage rate or compensation. The union seeks to increase the employees' wages in each class by 4% per classification beginning July 1st, 2018. The union is proposing a one-year contract, but open to a multi-year deal. Our third contract is Story County Conservation. The union proposes changes to the agreement as follows. Article 23, wage rate compensation. The union seeks to increase the employees' wages in each class by 4% per classification beginning July 1st, 2018, 4% July 1st, 2019, and 4% July 1st, 2020. Article 10, hours of work. The union would also like to discuss the adjusting of the schedule and the 14-day notice. Our fourth contract is our Story County Sheriff. This would be the contract that includes the deputy sheriffs, our telecommunicators, our detention officers, and cooks. The union proposes changes to the following articles. Article 23, wage rate. The union seeks to increase the employees' wages in each class by 6% per classification beginning July 1st, 2018, 6% July 1st, 2019, and 6% July 1st, 2020. Article 11, vacations. After 15 years of continuous full-time service, 200 hours. After 20 years of continuous full-time service, 240 hours. After 25 years of continuous service, 280 hours. They would like to explore a fund for legal help for officer-involved incidents. Number four, explore extra compensation for senior deputy in charge. Number five, Article 22, compensation. Change the FTO pay from $1 an hour to 1 hour of overtime. Number six, Article 24, which is shift differential. Increase the shift differential to 75 cents per hour for all shifts. And then our last contract would be the Story County Command Staff contract. This would include the lieutenants, the division commanders, other supervisors within the sheriff's office. The union proposes changes to the following articles. Article 23, wage rate. The union seeks to increase the employees' wages in each class by 6% per classification beginning July 1st, 2018, 6% July 1st, 2019, and 6% July 1st, 2020. Number two, Article 11, vacations. After 20 years of continuous full-time service, 240 hours. After 25 years of continuous full-time service, 280 hours. Also add wording to the contract that when an employee reaches max vacation and vacation is denied, employee doesn't have to fill out a slip for payment, should be automatic. Number three, salary schedule. Explore making all grades with similar job descriptions and responsibilities equal pay. So that's the initial proposal from our bargaining units.
Okay, and so the process is?
We have to give ours within 14 days.
Okay.
So we will be posting notice, and we will give our initial proposals back to the union on January 12th.
Okay.
Which is a week from Friday.
Good.
And then we will start bargaining immediately following the delivery of those proposals.
Board, questions about process? And please state the process.
Clear timeline. I'm not surprised, I guess, on what I see, and I look forward to engaging in the discussion.
None. Thank you.
All right, so I take a motion to receive initial bargaining unit proposals.
I would move consideration of the initial bargaining proposal. The initial proposals from our bargaining units from PPME Local 2003.
I would second.
All right, we got a motion and a second to accept the receipt of the initial bargaining unit proposals. Further discussion? Chief?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Thanks, Alyssa. Next item is discussion and direction of dissolving the Go Green Committee. Deb? Happy New Year, Deb.
Happy New Year. Good morning. The Go Green Committee was formed through a resolution, number 09-57, back in 2009. An action plan was set up. There were three task force that were developed, and there were committee co-chairs. And this came to my attention as we were looking at appointments for internal committees and for this calendar year. And so I found some information through things that I've kept. It does pay to keep things. And then I looked up the resolution, which is before you. And the task forces that were developed were environmental and physical improvements, outreach, and purchasing policies and budgeting. And the whole emphasis behind the Go Green team was to move the county in a direction of incorporating effective green practices in everything that we do. So looking at going paperless, vehicles that we're driving, the lights in the rooms and in the buildings, just a whole host of things. And I really think over time, those are practices that are coming naturally to all departments as they go about their day-to-day business. We reached out to the current committee members or committee co-chairs. There have been no formal meetings held. This committee hasn't been pulled together in quite a long time. And if you look at the list of individuals who were involved going back to 2009, about half of them have retired. So I'm looking for a direction from the board in terms of dissolving this committee. I think there are a lot of things that this committee had done initially that have been absorbed in other things that the county is doing. So with that, I'll answer any questions or any comments on what I've presented.
Yeah, so I want to start by saying I appreciate you bringing this to us. Well, I think it clearly had a great purpose, and I think our Go Green committee actually achieved their purpose. I believe the initial goal was to make sure that it became common practice, that we were worried about recycling, that we were worried about energy efficiency and those things, and it's become truly part of the culture here in Story County that we try to do this. I'm one of those that I'm not a fan of having a committee just for the sake of having a committee. And so if this one has lived its life, then my suggestion would be it's time for us to look at dissolving it.
I was appointed to it, and I appreciate the reasoning. Not only am I kind of wanting to go paperless, although that seems to be a losing proposition, but to get to know some of the staff. But we've never had a formal meeting at the Go Green Committee. One of the co-chairs approached me at the beginning, could we find some money for some additional recycling bins? Said, go ahead, go put it together, bring it back, and that never came back. So I think that, yes, that it accomplished what it can, and there's just not a call right now. I believe there's a couple of the members of the committee who are going around and picking up recycled papers to get them to the main recycling point, but that's it.
You see, I guess, through the adoption of the C2C, some of the initial jump-off items, and through the CIP, that this has been made part of our day-to-day without having the direction of a committee. So I closed out the year downstairs talking to Jody Brogdon, our new facilities director, in regards to the weather. But then we ended up in a story about LED lighting that took a while. And the fact that, I mean, we have departments that are already looking to move us in this direction. And I don't think that, you know, a committee would probably spend time giving back precious little at this point that you don't already see us doing anyway throughout the buildings, throughout the departments. So I have comfort in the fact that this was a precursor to what we needed to do. I think we have met that mandate, and I would say it's time to let it go.
I'll make a motion, I guess, as the committee member. Okay, I make a motion that we dissolve the Go Green Committee. Is that how you need that motion, Deb? Okay.
I'm just concerned. We're talking about giving direction to dissolve. Do we know exactly what's required of us to dissolve a committee like that? Is this as simple as an action of the board?
It's my understanding.
Or is there a process? Okay, perfect. So we've got a motion and a second to dissolve the Go Green Committee. Further discussion?
None.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders,
aye.
Thank you for bringing this
to
the
Yeah, really
Thank
good.
Thank
you. All right, now it's time to go through discussion consideration of all the appointments. So it's we got 32 different boards, commissions, committees that we've got to appoint somebody to. It is a big, big part of our job as supervisors to fill these things. And so let's get right to it. First one we have is Aging Resources of Central Iowa Board of Directors. Our current appointee is Marty Chitty. Marty, as I understand it now, you have a conflict here. Is that right?
Morrison, you and I talked about this here through the fall, where the fact that being on the a new board member on Ames Boys and Girls Club kind of steps on this meeting, and the fact that you're already the alternate, what I would say it would be nice if you would rise up, and I guess I could, you know, I would like just to flip our roles as I've got time spent with this organization and was part of the process of bringing on a county rep to be on this board through the fall we just approved here just not that long ago. So if you'd be so inclined, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. I'd be happy to do that.
Flip them.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I have a motion to name Laura Solson our appointee for Aging Resources?
I would make the motion that we appoint Laura Solson as our primary designee to serve the Aging Resources of Central Iowa Board of Directors, and Marty Chitty as its alternate.
And I'll second that. I'll go ahead since we're appointing you. I'll second that. Any discussion?
No.
Laura, thanks for taking this on. Chitty?
Thank you. Aye.
Sanders, aye. Olson?
Aye.
Okay. Loris is our primary for Aging Resources. Ames Assessor Mini Board, currently we have Loris as our primary, and I serve as the alternate. I see no reason to change it, Loris, unless there's some reason that you'd like to see that change.
None. That's fine.
I have heard no dissension or unease, so I would. Did you just make the motion?
No.
I would make the motion then. I would to continue with Loris Olson as the primary, Rick Sanders as our alternate to our Ames Assessor Mini Board.
And I'll second. Any discussion?
No.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders, aye.
Aye.
Olson?
Oh,
there
I'm
you
sorry.
Go. Preemptive aye.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
Ames Economic Development Commission, I'm our primary. Loris is our alternate at this point.
I think that leaving it that way is best for this year. I've over the year observed and felt that that's the appropriate placement, so I would nominate Rick. I'm the second, so I guess.
I agree with you, Loris, and let me do that. I would move to continue Rick Sanders as our primary and you, Loris, as our alternate on the Ames Economic Development Commission.
I would second that.
All right, a motion a second. Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. AMPO, the Ames Metropolitan Planning Organization, Transportation Policy Committee. Loris is our primary, and I am the current alternate.
Right now, the role is I've gone to a couple of meetings, and my role is to second whatever the motion of the whatever the city council person makes. I have reviewed the information. I'm up to date on what we've approved, just to let you know if you're comfortable with that. So.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Marty, if you're comfortable, make that motion.
I would approve the continuance of Laura Solson as our primary, Rick Sanders as our secondary for the Ames Metropolitan Planning Organization Transportation Policy Committee.
And I'll second. Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Olson?
Aye.
All right, we'll continue with that. Now the AMPO Transportation Technical Committee. Currently we have Darren Moon as our primary, our county engineer, and we have Loris as our alternate. I'm actually suggesting that we keep Darren as our primary, but we take our assistant county engineer, Tyler Sparks, and put him in as our alternate. That is really the technical side of things and outside ours. If you're okay with that, Loris, make that motion for
us. I move that we appoint Darren Moon to the Ames Metropolitan Planning Organization Transportation Technical Committee and Tyler Sparks as the alternate.
I would second that.
Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Board of Health. Right now, Marty Chitty is our representative on the Board of Health.
I have watched Marty over the year, and thank you. The Crestview thing was very hard, Marty, and you did a great job of representing us. And
I think we did. Thank you for the shout-out, but I would have to say what really happened here what we did, and your report is duly noted.
I think we're well represented with Marty remaining.
Make that a motion, please.
I would like to nominate Marty Chitty to remain on the Board of Health.
And I'll second. Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Chitty?
Aye.
Board of Review, we don't have an appointment unless somebody wants to change that. Booze Together for Children, Loris is our appointee right now. Marty, I don't see any reason to change that.
I think we're fine there, and I would make the motion to continue Loris as our representative to the Boost as we have done in 2017.
And I'll second. Any discussion? Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Olson?
Aye.
Boys and Girls Club of Story County, feel the same. Marty Chitty's doing a really, really solid job there. Loris, if you feel that way, please make the motion.
I nominate that Marty Chitty continue as our representative on the Boys and Girls Club of Central Iowa.
I'll second. Olson.
Stewart County, sorry. Aye.
Sanders, aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Boys and Girls Club handled. Central Iowa Community Services, that's our mental health region. Marty is our representative, and both Loris and I serve as alternates. That's an important meeting that we try to make sure we have representation at. Marty, I don't think you missed a meeting this year, but I just should keep it like it is.
I would move that Marty Chitty remain our representative on the CICS board with myself and Rick Sanders as the alternates as needed.
And I'll second. Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Chitty?
Aye.
Central Iowa Juvenile Detention Board. Marty Chitty is our primary and Loris Olson is our second. Again, I don't see any reason to change.
Nope. So I would nominate Marty Chitty to be our representative on the Central Iowa Juvenile Detention Board, I guess with me as alternate.
Yeah, super. Second. Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Chitty?
Aye.
Central Iowa Region 11 Workforce Development CEO Board. I'm our designee, and I'm actually the chair of that board. We're getting ready to go through some major changes in workforce. There's been a statewide committee put together to look at reducing the number of regions. My suggestion to you guys would be, at this point, with me serving as chair of that board, that we leave it the same. What's your pleasure?
I would be inclined to continue, Loris.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And then I would make the motion to continue Rick Sanders as the Central Iowa Regional 11 Workforce Development CEO Board member.
I would second.
Motion and second. Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. We'll leave that one the same. Central Iowa Regional Housing Authority Executive Board. So this one, as I understand it, Loris, is a little different. It's kind of us and Ames partnering. Talk us through what you think needs to happen here.
Okay. As it currently stands, Vanessa Baker Latimer, who is the housing expert at the City of Ames, serves representing Story County, and I am the alternate. And the reason that it was set up that way is that Vanessa used to administer Story County's Section 8 housing program, or HUD programs. And when the city didn't want to administer them anymore, there were some arrangements had to be made, and Vanessa was very concerned about losing her place on the executive board because she was concerned, she wanted representation for Story County and the number of units we have. In the region, we are probably fourth or fifth in the number of actual Section 8 units we have, okay? But she thought it was very important that we retained that. So there was an arrangement worked out to leave her on the executive board, but the only way to do that was to have Vanessa actually be the representative for us. Vanessa has indicated to me that she would like to change that arrangement. She would like to get off of the board and throw it back to us in the county with having a county person be the representative. It's been probably 4 or 5 years minimum, maybe longer, since the City of Ames quit administering the Section 8 housing for Story County. And as a result, the transition has been made successfully. There doesn't seem to be any concerns of the type that Vanessa had when the transfer was first made over to CIRHA. So I put a call into Vanessa last week. She has been on vacation, so she hasn't called me back yet. But this is something that last year what we did is we just appointed me and then Marty as the alternate. I worked with Vanessa. In fact, Deb Shildroff was actually the alternate until I came on the board. I think if we pass it this way today, we know we're going to come back and have to alter it later. Or we can go ahead and just name me as the alternate to Vanessa for now and pursue it again when we move forward. But last year what happened after we chose me as our rep, it still had to be approved by the Ames City Council.
Sure.
So
you're suggesting we go with Vanessa as our primary and you as our alternate until it's time to make that change?
Correct.
How about making that motion?
I would move that we nominate, with the City of Ames approval, Vanessa Baker Latimer as our primary representative on the CIRHA board and Loris Olson as alternate.
Before I make a second, when they say county person, are they talking to government or a resident?
government. They have a separate, that would be a voting person of some kind of a county representative. There is a separate designation. They have a separate advisory board for residents.
Okay, well, I will second that. With that knowledge, now I would second that motion. Then.
Yeah, and I think Laura's underscores a pretty important point to realize on a lot of these appointments or recommendations that we're making. Many of these are recommendations by us to that board or commission that this is who we'd like to put on. And I can't think of a time that it's happened that we've gone forward with the recommendation that that's not what ultimately happened. But just by virtue of us taking action here does not automatically put somebody on all of these boards and commissions. All right, so we've got
about before we move on. How long before Ames City Council will speak to this?
Well, they'll need to get it on the agenda. I think it's usually a consent item. So hopefully by the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I can get in touch with Vanessa, her voicemail said she'll be back today.
Okay.
Like several people who took vacation over the holidays.
Yeah, and it's always something we can come back and revisit if we need to. So the motion from Loris is Vanessa, with Loris as the alternate, second from Chitty. Further discussion?
None.
Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Cherokee Mental Health Institute Advisory Council, Marty Chitty is our primary and Loris is our alternate. Again, I don't see any reason to change that.
Okay, yeah, and I would make that motion because it fits right with the CICS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I move that Marty Chitty be our representative, Loris Olson our alternate, to the Cherokee Mental Health Institute Advisory Council.
And I'll second. Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Chitty?
Aye.
Community and Family Resources, Loris is our appointee.
Just to recap, I have served on the Story County Advisory Council 10 years ago when this agency had a different name. There was a merger. I was on the board as a citizen representative, and then when I came on this board, one of the things that we discussed in general is to have us do some sitting, all of us take on a nonprofit board to see how that works with us sitting on it. It's not something that Story County had historically done in the past. And so I remain with this. They provide, I think the key point for Story County is that they provide both mental health services and they have the Iowa Department of Public Health grant for substance abuse treatment here in the county. I am the treasurer of the board right now. They could find another treasurer, okay? I also have been doing, they've asked me based on my background in communications, to help them find a new marketing communications manager. And so I've been assisting in that role.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to change it. Marty, if you feel that way, make
the
motion.
No, I think Laura's articulated pretty well, and I have comfort in continuing on as we have. So I would make the motion to move Laura's as our representative of the Community and Family Resources.
And I'll second. Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Olson?
Aye.
Conservation Board, I am our representative.
Right.
I move that we maintain Rick Sanders as our Conservation Board member.
I would second that. It seems like the Conservation Board is moving forward, and they had originally requested Rick be on it last year, if you recall, because they were concerned about continuity. Yeah.
Okay.
And so
I think 17 went well. I don't see why it wouldn't go so in 2018.
Right.
All right, so we've got a motion and a second. Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. DCAT, Marty Chitty is our representative.
Yes, and Marty, you've done a good job once again.
There's some very good and capable people there, and I've learned a lot by listening to them.
Okay. In that case, I nominate Marty Chitty to be our representative on the DCAT board.
Second. Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Emergency Management Commission, I am our representative and the current chair of the commission. Loris is our current alternate.
I think we've had success there, and I would not change a thing, so I would make the motion for the Emergency Management Commission to retain Rick Sanders as our primary and Loris Olson as our secondary.
I would second.
Motion and a second. Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Go Green Committee, we just dissolved. Don't have that anymore. Heart of Iowa Regional Transit Agency, Loris is our primary, and I am our alternate. Marty, I don't see any reason to change that.
I would make a motion to retain our present Loris as our primary and you as our alternate for the Heart of Iowa Regional Transportation Association, also known as HERTA.
And I'll second. Chee.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Judicial Magistrate Appointment Commission. I am our current representative.
And I see no reason to change that. It'd be interesting sometime to hear a little mini report about what you do on that, because it sounds interesting. But I would move there.
Periods of nothing surrounded by brief periods of huge activity when we have an opening.
That took care of it. Okay. I move Rick
Here's
Sanders.
Our report.
Yeah, right. So I move Rick Sanders to remain.
Motion and a second. Olson.
Aye.
Chee.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Micah, I am currently on the board for Mid-Iowa Community Action.
You have the farthest drive of any of us,
I do. We meet in Marshalltown.
Yeah.
Do. Other than Cherokee is not close.
Cherokee is not close.
That's
and Eldora?
And Eldora is not close. So go ahead, Marcy.
So I would move that Rick Sanders remains as our representative this year for the Mid-Iowa Community Action.
I would second that.
Motion and a second. Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Nevada Economic Development Committee, Marty Chitty is our current representative.
Okay. And I know you're very active in it, Marty, so...
We're hoping to have a good year. We think that we can move in some pretty substantive directions, and stay tuned.
Okay. In that case, I move Marty Chitty to remain as our representative on the Nevada Economic Development Committee.
And I'll second Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Prairie Rivers, it's not RC&D anymore, but Prairie Rivers of Iowa.
Oh.
I'm our current representative with Loris as our alternate. Prairie Rivers is doing a fantastic job. Well, it's a great group. Thoughts?
I would have to say, after hearing what you have said coming back from these meetings, that obviously you're this is a pretty aggressive group that is going to have results coming from it, so I would change nothing in regard to our membership, so I would make a motion to retain Rick Sanders as our primary with Loris Olson as our alternate for the Prairie Rivers of Iowa.
I agree and second.
All right, motion and second. Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Prairie Rivers stays the same. Safety Committee, Loris is our representative, and I think it's going great, Marty.
I would agree, so I would make the motion to retain Loris as our Safety Committee member.
Thank you. I just want to say on that one. It's a fun one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Second. And you're doing a good job. Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Olson.
Aye.
Second Judicial District Department of Corrections. Marty is our current primary, and I'm our alternate.
Would you like to stay, Marty?
I enjoy it. I have gotten to the point where you get a chance to see a greater cross-section of county government when everybody shows up, and you get to hear about things that happen both on the individual county level and on the state level, and there has not been a lot of good in recent meetings because of the walkbacks of the funding both on the federal and on the state side, and they've had to make some pretty drastic cuts. So I just, the fact that I have enjoyed it, and I made it a point to try to learn there, so I'd like to stay.
Okay. I nominate Marty Chitty as our representative and Rick Sanders as the alternate on the 2nd Judicial District Department of Corrections.
And I'll second it. Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Chitty?
Aye.
Story County Assessor Mini Board, Marty Chitty is our representative currently.
I think you did a fine job last year. I don't know if you had a similar situation when you came home and your spouse said, what'd you do to our taxes, as I did on the AB Mini Board?
I had a very good situation. Steve served with John Pop, the mayor of Gilbert, and I escapes me who else was there, but we had a very good cross talk that got us into a better position that I thought we did well, and I look forward to taking that experience and going back and doing more with it.
Cool. I nominate Marty Chitty to serve on the Story County Assessor Mini Board.
And I'll second. Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Story County E-911 Service Board. We currently have Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald as our primary with Marty Chitty as our alternate.
I see no reason to change that. So I nominate Paul Fitzgerald as our representative and Marty Chitty as our alternate for the Story County E-911 Service Board.
And I'll second. Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Story County Housing Trust Fund. So this is an interesting one in that it's a new board that's been formed. Loris was really active and instrumental in the creation of that board. I think we as a board were really happy to play a a fairly substantial role with getting the local dollars necessary. They're still in the process of forming their board. I've actually had a conversation with multiple members of the board, including a sit-down with their current chair, and have received a letter from their chair requesting that we recommend somebody to go on this trust fund. There is one concern, and it is that they feel like they're becoming AIM-centric. And so they're requesting if we can help them with that problem. I think there's a natural way to help with that problem, since, Laura, you already serve on our Central Iowa Regional Housing Authority. I'd like us to recommend Marty Chitty to go to the Story County Housing Trust Fund. It gives them a voice from outside of Ames. Laura, you and I, for better or worse, are clearly inside of Ames. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm recommending to the group.
Okay. Marty, would you be comfortable if I dropped in every once in a while to listen in from the gallery section to what's going on?
I would think your presence would be welcome.
Okay. I would nominate Marty Chitty to be our representative on the Story County Housing Trust Fund.
And I'll second. Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Chitty.
Aye.
Squaw Creek Watershed Authority. I am our current representative.
That's a big project that's been taken on. I remember in the formation days of the authority way back, and it's certainly grown. And I think with the HUC 10, correct, watershed assessments now, it would be best, certainly, if Rick, you remained there. And I nominate Rick Sanders to be our representative on the Squaw Creek Watershed Authority.
I agree, and we see this lead into our drainage district conversations, how we kind of, you know, this, what is done on this committee also influences and flavors how we look at drainage. In my mind, anyway, I think that we know that we're doing things that we want to know specifically in every area that we can. And I enjoyed the ability to take from that and bring to us in that capacity, because you go there, you share it at our drainage meetings. So I would second the motion to continue Rick Sanders as our watershed story, our Squaw Creek Watershed Authority member.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much. But what I would add to that is really important to underscore that this is something for the whole board to really pay attention to. So this is dealing with just Squaw Creek. Laura, you rightly pointed out, Story County is getting ready to become the first county in the state of Iowa to have done an assessment on all of our HUC 12s, which feed into the HUC 10s and move on. Squaw Creek in and of itself is a HUC 10. So that's having to do with the size of the stream, for those of you that aren't water geeks like me. Really, really an exciting time for us to look at what can be accomplished over the next 10 years. But it's going to take multiple buy-in from multiple entities, Story County Board of Supervisors being one of them. And so I would just encourage you guys, I'm happy to serve as our primary representative, but this is something for all of us to really dig into and pay attention to. So Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Wellness Committee, Loris Olson. I don't see any reason to change that one.
I think we have fine here. I would make the motion to continue Loris as our representative to the County Wellness Committee.
Thank you. And once again, I want to say not only is this enjoyable to serve on, but I'm just inspired by the ideas and the dedication of the people on this committee. So,
yeah, it was a great demonstration that that our staff is, how solid our staff is, and thank you for representing us as part of that. Let's see, if you didn't second it, I will second. So Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Olson.
Aye.
And Youth and Shelter Services Policy Prevention Board. This has been one that off and on board has had representation. Last year we decided it was probably most appropriate that we not have representation since they bring items to us. Is that still our feeling?
I it's still my feeling. Removed myself obviously from the YSS policy committee. I did attend the meeting, put it on my calendar to notice you guys. It was, you know, as a guest.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
For that, as they were discussing legislative priorities. But I do feel, especially since a lot of what comes then comes to the Board of Health. So we've already got representation with Marty on the Board of Health. He's hearing it once. Then we hear it again. And so I like still receiving the information, but I think participating, for one of us to participate down at that level also, gets us way too much involved before it comes to us. As I said, but that's my
opinion. So no action needed if we're not appointing somebody. We just leave that one alone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So that takes care of those appointments. Now we've got a couple that are standalone appointments. Consideration of Resolution 1871-2018 Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance appointments. So currently we have...
I am on the policy committee with, I believe, isn't it you, Rick, as the alternate, or is it Darren as the alternate?
It is. Darren and I are both listed as alternates.
Okay.
And then Darren is now listed as the primary for the technical with Tyler Sparks, which actually we took care of. So if we're good with the steps we took before, I simply need a motion to consider Resolution 1871.
I would move consideration of 1871 for the 2018 Central Iowa Regional Transportation Planning Alliance appointments as was agreed to prior in the meeting.
All set.
Motion and second. Further discussion? Chief.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye.